Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Mr. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by Stream8.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. Stream8 creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on Stream8.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey Skin, welcome to the show.
Hey, Andrea, how are you?
I'm fantastic, and I'm very excited because I know today we're going to do something a little special, and you know I love our special show, so tell us all about it.
Yes. Well, thank you. This is today I'm going to do my favorite nude scenes from the great year 1997.
Ooh.
And what struck me about this list is not the list, the top 10 list, it's the ones that didn't make it, and I got to say, I've done a number of these now where I choose a year and then count down the top 10 nude scenes of the year. And usually, you know, there's always a few that don't make it, which is just the way it is because at some point you just got to say, screw it, I'm going to do these are the 10, I'm going with it. But the ones that didn't make it, like for instance, Patricia Arquette in Lost Highway did not make this list. Marcia Cross in Female Perversions did not make this list. Kari Ward in Luscious did not make this list. Even Penelope Cruz in Open Your Eyes when she was like 18 or 19 years old, which is a fantastic nude scene. I didn't put it in, and it's like, you know, it just comes down to, that movie Breast Men was out from 1990. I almost forgot. And Emily Proctor had an amazing nude scene. But it's like, at some point, I just got to say, these are my 10 favorite.
Mm-hmm.
And you just got to leave some off the list. So that just tells you how many great nude scenes there were in 1997.
Yeah.
And to put it, like, just for everyone to get back in, like, what went on that year, that was the year Bill Clinton, he's sworn in for a second term. Sad things like Princess Diana was killed in that car accident. That was in 1997. Chris Farley died in December of that year, which sucked. Even that Johnny Versace murder, that Andrew Cannon, that was in July 15th.
That was crazy.
Even Biggie Smalls and Tupac, they were killed.
Dude,
that was that.
I forgot what a major year 97 was. And I was like just leaving eighth grade or something like that. Because I remember, I know, right? I remember like all these moments being like very tender and not quite like old enough to really understand the gravity and brevity of these things. And now looking back, it's like, holy, that was a whole lot to go down in one year.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, you know, that year, some of the big movies was like Men in Black, Jackie Brown, Boogie Nights, Good Will Hunting, and Titanic, which I'll be talking about some more.
It was a
pretty, you know, crazy year. Top this off. That's the year Mike Tyson bit off a piece of Evander Holyfield's ear. Remember that? So a lot of shit went down in 1997. But I got to tell you, man, it was just a banner year for celebrity nudity, and I'm going to count down, Andrew, my top 10, but keep in mind, I have about five or six that I could easily have put in the top 10 and no one would complain. So anyway, let me start with number 10, and it's Angie Harmon in a movie called Lawn Dogs at the 21-minute mark. And the reason I put this in, Abby, she was...
My God, she's hot.
She's so gorgeous. She played Abby on Law and Order from like 98 to 2. Yeah. And then she was also on that detective series, Rizzoli and Isles. She played Jane Rizzoli. And I mean, you can't, she was so beautiful when she was like in the 80s. I remember she won a 17 magazine modeling contest. Mm-hmm. And she's just gorgeous, great actress. And the other reason I have this in my top 10, even though it's a brief scene where she shows her breasts in this movie, is it's her only nude scene she ever did. And I guess she's supposed to be very conservative in real life. I didn't really realize that, but it's because of that, I guess this will be her last nude scene too. But she is spectacularly gorgeous. And Lawn Dogs was this like quirky indie flick. It was about this friendship between Sam Rockwell, and he cut grass for a living, and Misha Barton is the cynical Girl Scout. And like I said, it was a very quirky movie, but there was a scene where Angie at the 21-minute mark shows her breasts in a trailer. And to me, that was the number 10 best nude scene of 1997.
Yeah, so. I'm loving the way we're starting out this list. Angie Harmon, huge star, especially in that time frame. Huge star, household name, and just smoking hot. It looks so good naked. It's a crime for her to be wearing clothes. But
yeah, she
we'll
is gorgeous.
It. Yeah, she's
so gorgeous.
Show.
So yeah, that's number 10 on my list. And then number 9 is Jessica Hecht in a movie called Anarchy TV, which isn't very well known. She's not very well known, but I'm going to tell you how you know her. But the amount of nudity in this movie is legendary. And so Jessica Hecht is best known. She was the lesbian who stole away Ross's wife on the sitcom Friends. So that might help you. Yeah. Yeah. And she was probably her second best known role was Gretchen Schwartz, the wife of Walter White, his successful ex-partner on Breaking Bad. So she had some like kooky TV roles, but man, she's super hot. And I've talked this movie up for years, and it was a low-budget comedy about a group of punk rock protesters who they take over Channel 69 from a televangelist played by Alan Thicke.
And, I already love it.
Yeah, once the punks are in charge, they broadcast full frontal nudity, and including Jessica Hecht and this Tamaya Otsuki, and they had the big bushes, and I mean, for 1997, that a 70s bush was still kind of rare.
But, oh, totally.
Oh my God. Is this nudity fantastic? But it's a Jessica Hecht, Anarchy TV, my 9th favorite nude scene of the great year 1997.
Very nice.
And anyway, so let me continue with number 8. And it's Jenna Jameson in Private Parts. And normally I wouldn't choose a porn star because we see him naked so much.
Right.
But this is, an iconic nude scene. This is, of course, Howard Stern's huge blockbuster movie. Jenna Jameson was the number one porn star in the world when she was on Private Parts. And she was always on Howard Stern in the 90s. And I really think, and you might agree, that she's probably the last world-famous porn star. I mean, would you agree with that? I mean, like, I'm talking about like,
world famous, absolutely. World famous, you know, yeah. Some people might know of porn stars, you know, in other places, but everyone knows who Jenna Jameson is. Everyone. Not one person doesn't know who she is. Even like my grandma knows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. No, I know
so
what you're saying.
It's, she's one of a kind. I don't think any adult star will ever reclaim that throne in all
honesty.
Yeah,
and I think you could say she was really, you know, when I say I don't usually do porn stars, but she technically was like an A-list celebrity.
She's a mainstream star, let's be real. And this movie is partly to credit for that.
Yeah, there's not a lot of actresses. I mean, there's not a lot of porn stars that crossed over into the mainstream.
And if they do skin, they're doing little bit parts in horror movies, or they're doing like a little spoof spot in a comedy. This is like Jenna Jameson is a star in her own right.
Yeah, and that scene at the hour and 29-minute mark of Private Parts is like she was playing the first naked lady on the radio and on the show, and she was completely nude in Howard's studio. And there was other great nudity in that movie from Melanie Good and Teresa Lynn and Carrie Flaska, but this is the scene. It was a memorable moment, and anyway, it's awesome. Jenna Jameson, Private Parts, my 8th best nude scene of 1997.
I love it. Even though we've seen her naked so many times, I will always look at her naked again and again. So thank you for that.
Well, thanks. Now, number seven, when I watch this scene again and watch this actress, I forget how fucking gorgeous she was. And it's Anna Nicole Smith
A
movie called Skyscraper.
You're bringing out all the legends today.
It was an amazing year. I mean, and again, like, she's a Playboy playmate. So you think,
we've seen it.
Let's get actresses. But first of all, she was so gorgeous. She was in the 90s. She was another one that was world famous. She was like technically like a plus size model in a sense.
And, yeah, absolutely.
You know, she was a guest. She was a guest Jean signature spokesmodel. She had that infamous reality TV show.
Yeah.
Of course, the tragic end and all that other stuff. But man, when this movie came out, and by the way, how freaking hot was she in that nude scene in the shower?
Dude,
I hope you can see that scene. It's ridiculous.
I can see it. I'm staring at it. One, her boobs are ridiculous. Two, I love a good shower scene. But three, it's Anna freaking Nicole freaking Smith. And like you said, this just amplifies her beauty. Like, we can see it with that gorgeous lighting, her pretty lips, her gorgeous nose, her cheekbones. Like, she really, really, really was a naturally beautiful woman. Like, so much.
And I always say, like, I really believe she's like one of the most photogenic women I'd ever seen, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, looks even better on camera than maybe even in person. Did you ever meet her in person, being around Playboy all the time?
No. By that point, by the time I had joined, she'd already kind of gone off the deep end a little bit. So she wasn't really coming around. So, but I mean.
Yeah, I was going to add, when I saw this, I was like, I got to make a note to ask Andrea if she had met her in person.
Jenna Jameson, on the other hand, that's my homegirl. And she actually doesn't live too far from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to swing by there later today?
Yeah, maybe I will.
Yeah. This movie Skyscraper, Anna Nicole Smith, she plays a helicopter pilot who battles terrorists who take over this tall building. And we never cared about, her movies like To the Limit.
Right.
And the Skyscraper, like what happened as far as the plot. But this shower scene at the 10-minute mark of the movie is just, it just shows like the gorgeousness of Anna Nicole Smith, and what a lucky guy that got to sit and make out with her completely naked in that scene.
So, absolutely.
That's number seven, Anna Nicole Smith in Skyscraper. So my number six nude scene from 1997 is a pretty cool black and white movie, and I always list this when I do my best black and white nude scenes of all time, like Valerie Perrine and Lenny, for example, is a great black and white. You know, these movies are scenes that were filmed in black and white. It's Andrea Thompson, her full frontal scene in A Gun, A Car, A Blonde at the hour and 8 minute mark. And she was.
I'm not familiar with her or this movie, so you got to fill me in.
Actually, she's had a really interesting career. She's probably best known as an actress. She played Detective Jill Kirkendale on NYPD Blue for like four seasons. She was a newscaster on CNN in 2001, I believe, and a lot of like the professional reporters, like, think of it now, it seems so funny, but a lot of these reporters complained that she had only studied journalism for a year before she got the CNN gig, and it's rumors, and the rumor was at the time that they started spreading nude pics and videos of her online to embarrass CNN, and eventually CNN, you know, fired her. But she had done, before she was on CNN, she had done this movie in 1986 called Manhattan Gigolo. Hot Splash was another one in 87. Very graphic nudity in those. But this scene in A Blonde is a flashback scene, and she's full nude, and the fact that she ended up on CNN and NYPD Blue makes it that much hotter. So anyway, that's number six, Andrea Thompson in A Gun, A Car, A Blonde from 1997. But isn't that an amazing nude scene? I mean,
she is gorgeous.
Smoking hot.
Yeah,
smoking hot. So number five, we're on the countdown of the top 10 nude scenes of 1997. Number five is Helena Bonham Carter in Wings of the Dove. And she is in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame for an incredible career. She's been naked 14 times in her life, but she's also Probably best known for a movie I just saw when I was flipping channels a couple weeks ago, Fight Club.
That's right.
I ended up watching about a half hour because it's such a cool movie.
Best movie.
Yeah, it's really cool. But in this Wings of the Dove, it's an adaptation of a Henry James novel, and she plays a gold digger in 1902 London looking to score a rich husband. And I got to say that the scene... in bed was one of the first rear burger scenes of all time, like the ones that we recognized as a rear burger, because she was on her knees in bed, but she got completely naked. It's a long scene, mm-hmm. but part of the scene, you get rear burger. But yeah, Helena Bonham Carter, Wings of the Dove, of her 14 nude roles in her career, by far the best one. Check it out. It's number 5 on my list of the best nude scenes of 1997.
I love any of her work because it's so weird and unexpected, and I'm just floored. The rear burgers get me every time, man. Every damn time. Every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Her, it's on my top 10. Maybe I should do a top 10 list of the best rear burger scenes.
Yes, please.
But this would definitely be one. Yeah, let me get on that. Anyway, so number 4, a very famous A-list actress who was still an up-and-coming actress at the time, but it's such a great nude scene. If you don't mind a little that happened in a church, it's Charlize Theron in Devil's Advocate at the hour 41-minute mark.
And, I remember seeing this movie for the first time. One, because I'm a huge Keanu Reeves fan, so I watch anything he's in. And when she stood up in that church, butt naked, I was floored. One, I'm young, and I was like, oh, my God, I haven't seen nudity. Yeah. But two, taken aback by one, her beauty. This is Charlize. What a gorgeous woman. But I remember exactly this scene the first time I saw it. And I've seen it countless times now. But tell us what you know, Skin.
Well, first of all, the year before, she just got on everyone's radar when she did a movie called 2 Days in the Valley, where she had a really sexy scene, nude scene in that. But then in this movie, she plays Keanu Reeves' wife, and he's a small-town lawyer who makes a deal with Satan, who's played by Al Pacino, who's at his loudest and craziest, and he wants to become a high-powered Manhattan attorney. Mm-hmm. And because the devil never makes a fair deal, weird stuff happens to everyone around Keanu, including Charlize, who starts to lose her mind, and suddenly she's sitting in church with just this like a blanket on, and mm-hmm. just stands up completely nude and reveals these mysterious scars. And it's not even. And you might think, well, geez, a nude scene in church—that's such a rarity. But it's not even my number one nude in a church scene. That would belong to Ashley Judd and Norma Jean in Maryland in 1996. So anyway, the bottom line is this is. It's full frontal nudity, and it's Charlize Theron, and it's one of her great nude scenes of all time. So that's number 4 on my list of the best
full
nude scenes of 1997.
Baby.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, really. Yeah, if the church thing doesn't bother you, you'll really love it. So, yeah.
Or that might make you extra like it.
Yeah. So anyway, number 3 on my list of the best nude scenes in 1997 from the classic movie. I could have taken a bunch of nude scenes from this, but I try to keep one per movie. It's mm-hmm. Heather Graham in Boogie Nights. And
you are just dropping the
Roller
bombs.
Girl.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, another icon, not Heather Graham per se, but Roller Girl.
I know.
Oh, my Lord. But Heather Graham playing Roller Girl.
Listen,
woo.
And she plays this in the movie. She plays like this 70s porn star mm-hmm. Roller Girl whose gimmick, besides being absolutely gorgeous, is that she wears roller skates in all of her sex scenes. And so at the 25-minute mark, she strips and goes full frontal. And by the way, as mm-hmm. you know, Andrea, not many actresses have a better body than Heather Graham.
Nope.
And so they the 1970, I think the Brand New Key, that 1972 pop song, was playing, and Mark Wahlberg's there, and she strips naked and jumps on him, and it's definitely one of the great nude scenes of the 1990s. And this is like, for a lot of guys, like Roller Girl nude scene is like their Phoebe Cates and Fast Times moment.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, Nadia and American Pie. It's like there's those actresses and those movies that become those moments for you. And 100%, this is a Phoebe Cates type moment.
And Andrea, those Golden Grahams are spectacular.
Yes,
Heather Graham. They don't get much better than that. And don't forget, Boogie Nights had Julianne Moore naked, mm-hmm. Amber Waves, Nicole Ari Parker, and then obviously a lot of like background babes, mm-hmm. but porn stars. And Nina Hartley, who we've interviewed a few times, was nude in Boogie Nights. So
Yeah. It's
just a legendary movie and a great, great nude scene. So Heather Graham in Boogie Nights is number three on my list. So you think, if Heather Graham in Boogie Nights is number three, how could there be better stuff? But I want to tell you...
What gets better than that?
Yeah, well, I want to tell you that number two on my list is Jamie Presley in Poison Ivy 3.
That's what's better than that.
Yeah, well, there was a series that came out in the 90s. The Poison Ivy's, the original had Drew Barrymore in 1992, which was weird because it had no nudity, but it was still super sexy. She was like 18 years old. And then the second one the year before had Alyssa Milano as Lily, completely naked. And mm-hmm. they even did one in the 2000s with Miriam McDonald, who's best known from Degrassi, The Next Generation. So this Poison Ivy erotic thriller is mm-hmm. legendary franchise for nudity. But of the four, I'm going to say Jamie Presley's was the best. Listen, she was unknown when this movie came out. And it just, like, guys who had cable television, like, everyone went bananas for her. She it's just like she became that scene where she drops her robe, and there were a number of scenes. She drops her robe at a pool mm-hmm. and she's wearing just a thong. Was like, it aired on cable television so much from 1997 through the 2000s that she just, like, as far as like late night television nudity, it didn't get much better than that. It was shocking. She was, you know, young and gorgeous, and it really was a spectacular nude scene. And then what was that show that she was My Name Is Earl, right?
Oh,
was
yeah.
It was after that she went on My Name Is Earl and became, you know, more of a television star. But at the time, she wasn't well known when she did that movie. But I'm telling you, those nude scenes, like, every guy knew who she was.
She is something else. One, her off screen, her personality is so fun. She's one of the guys. She's one of those people that's, like, so stunningly beautiful, but she's so down to earth. But she's, like, a dancer, if I remember correctly.
She was a gymnast. That's why her ass is so spectacular.
Yeah, she can do the splits. She can, you know, do all this stuff. But her body, so it's not just like she has this just incredibly natural, gifted body. She's fit. It's firm.
Yeah, and it was really sexy because, like, all these... Right. You're right. In all these Poison Ivy movies, they did the same thing in every episode. They just get a different Poison Ivy.
Right?
And, it's like a young temptress who moves in with a suburban family and proceeds to, like, destroy everyone by seducing all the family members. I remember in the ads leading up to this airing on, I think it was on HBO, that they'd show that scene of her dropping a robe, like, in the mm-hmm. ads that the movie's coming up. So that's why I'm saying that, like, it was just one of those things that got a lot of play and was awesome. But so number two, Jamie Presley, Poison Ivy 3, my second best nude scene of 1997. And by the way, you could take five different ones. I chose the one by the pool, but there were so many great ones. Yeah, what a body.
I mean, incredible.
Yeah. So anyway, so last but not least, the number one nude scene of 1997, as far as I'm concerned, is here for a reason. And the reason is twofold. One is the beautifulness of the actress. It's Kate Winslet. Second, it's probably the most watched nude scene in the history of movies. Yeah. It's Kate Winslet at an hour and 25-minute mark of the blockbuster of blockbusters, Titanic.
That's
and,
right.
It's like the all-time money maker. You know, I don't know, like, with all these action flicks now, if anything ever beat it, but boy,
I don't think so.
There's so many reasons I chose this. She was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, Titanic was PG-13. Think mm-hmm. about that for a second. She was so nude that, you know, and the scene went on for a little while too, that nowadays, that would have definitely got an R rating, but back then, it could be a blockbuster movie and have a great nude scene, and it's just hard to do that nowadays. And I know, like, Avatar could be an example of a movie that maybe made more money, but mm-hmm. I don't think that I think Titanic sold more tickets. So I truly believe this is the most watched nude scene. Right. Yeah, I think this is the most watched nude scene of all time.
Yeah.
Where Leo DiCaprio's, she's in a robe and he's doing a sketch of her. And yeah, it's just on so many levels, a huge, huge scene. It's iconic. She's a legend. She's in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame. She's a big A-list actress. And the size of you know, the worldwide box office status of Titanic just makes this the number one nude scene of 1997. And Andrea, what a year 1997 was.
It was incredible for a myriad of reasons. And thank you for reminding me why it was one of the best years ever. Because it's like Kate Winslet naked in such a huge movie. Jamie Presley, one of the girls I wanted to be when I grew up. You know, same thing with Heather Graham. You really hit all of these screen and just beauty icons. And I forgot what an impressive year 1997 was, not just in general, but in the world of nudity on the small and big screen. And I'm blown away right now by the list of hotties. And you at the top of the show mentioned all the people you omitted from the list.
I know. It was a tough year to, it was tough to squeeze in 10. But yeah, it is, I could do a top 20 and it would have been, no one would... you'd be blown away by how many great ones.
If you want to revisit 1997 again.
Yeah, it really is. There's like, I do these lists and there's certain years where you're just like, wow, that was really a great year, because you literally go 20 deep and you're like, how am I going to choose 10? And this was one of those years. So anyway, Andrea, I hope you liked it.
I loved
1997.
It.
And we got a lot more of these years to go.
Yes.
And I'll be sharing those with you in the years to come. Oh, so thanks.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to each and every one of your top 10 picks.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.